Are there too many hotel rooms in Bloomington Normal? The opening of several new properties, despite flat demand for rooms, is leading to some tough competition for local hotel managers. GLT's Ryan Denham has more on what's driving the market.
The latest hotel to open is the new Radisson in North Normal. In 2015, it was the Hyatt Place in Uptown Normal. The year before that, it was the Residence Inn by Marriott near State Farm Corporate South. All those new rooms would suggest a huge, growing demand for hotel rooms in Bloomington Normal, but that's not the case. I asked Ray Cerisa, president of the Bloomington Normal Hotel and Lodging Association and general manager at the DoubleTree by Hilton in Bloomington, what he thinks of the market.
Pretty flat over the past couple of years. So we've got the new properties, and they're beautiful, great properties, and they make a nice complement. They complement our area. However, there's a lot of hotel rooms, and we're all fighting for the same pieces of business, and it's kind of a little bit scary that the uncertainty that we have in our market of how are we going to fill all these rooms every single day.
How have the openings of these new hotels that we talked about impacted the other places in town? What kinds of things have they had to do to adjust and adapt? Overall, what has it meant for them?
When you get new hotels and more hotels in the market, again, it's supply and demand. And what you'll start seeing is those hotels that aren't selling the rooms at the rates that they're used to, they start to cut rates back and lower their rates and start making deals with their customers. And that will drive our rate down, which means less money to the bottom line, of course. And, it's a trickle-down effect that supports us.
Earlier, you described the state of the local hotel and lodging industry as flat. You're kind of fighting over the same people. Can you talk about why that might be? I mean, to what do you attribute that level of kind of flatness, as you described it?
Well, there's a lot of different events and a lot of different companies in Bloomington Normal and universities. State Farm Insurance being the number one employer, they affect all of the hotels by projects that they do. Several years ago, the hotels experienced record numbers of occupancy. You couldn't get into half of the hotels, and we attribute that to a couple projects that State Farm was doing at their corporate headquarters here in Bloomington. They were updating, it was an IT project and their phone systems. Well, those projects have finished, and State Farm has recently opened these mega hubs in Dallas, Phoenix, and Atlanta. So they're doing a lot of things in those hubs. It's not just State Farm employees; it's contractors, it's companies like their IT contractors and vendors that they hire to come in and do work. And those folks stay in our hotels. And we're not seeing as many of those. So that's a big part of it. Also, the state of Illinois not having a budget. A lot of those folks would come to Bloomington and do trainings. In my hotel at the DoubleTree, they'll have a training in the conference center and spend the night if it's a two-day training. A lot of that wasn't happening. Or a couple times at the DoubleTree, I had state clients call me and say, well, we need to have this conference, but we don't know when we can pay you. And for that call, I said, I'm sorry, I can't. I can't book you until you're confident you can pay us. And they understood it, but it's frustrating that I'm losing business. They need to have this training or this conference, and we can't make it happen because of what's happened in Springfield over the past 3-4 years.
So you've talked about the impact that local employers like State Farm have on a hotel and occupancy. You talked about the state budget and how that impacts occupancy. What are some of the drivers in terms of larger events that the community has, be it tournaments or be it special events at the Coliseum or what have you? What are some of those big drivers that actually trickle down and actually make a pretty good impact on occupancy at our hotels in town?
The ones that come to mind are a lot of the IHSA state final tournaments. There's IHSA state dance at the Coliseum. Cheerleading state finals at the Coliseum. We host girls volleyball state finals at Redbird Arena. There's also girls basketball state finals at Redbird Arena. and I think Dual Wrestling, which is July, is about that's not a lot of hotel rooms, but it's about 1,000 people that come to the area for that tournament. And then State Golf is held here in Bloomington Normal, those finals. So that's all great business. And I was just talking an hour ago or half hour ago with Crystal Howard about those. You know, we have to actually go out and bid on those as a community. That we have to have a certain amount of hotel rooms that we can guarantee. And, you know, are there fees associated with the facilities, and what are those fees? And we're competing with other communities every time they're up for bid. So it's not like they're just going to be here year in and year out. You know, they're contracts that I think they're about 5 years long that we work out with IHSA. So those are some. Well, Special Olympics is also has a couple big weekends, one in March, one in June, that fills the hotel with all the Special Olympic athletes.
That's Ray Cerisa from the Bloomington Normal Hotel Lodging Association. He's also the general manager at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel in Bloomington. I'm Ryan Denham.
For an interactive graphic of hotel occupancy rates, visit our website, wglt.org. Ahead during Sound Ideas, hear how farmers are fighting some perceptions of how our food is produced. That's still to come during Sound Ideas on GLT and wglt.org, Bloomington Normal's public media.